Sechus Bekurim, Perik Dalet Mishnah Beis. Shavah la'anashim, in what way is the androgynous? Shavah la'anashim to men, ketzad. You told me in the previous Mishnah, in certain ways, his halachis are the same as a man. So in regard to which halachis? Like the Mishnah metama beloivin, certain tumas that come out of a person is metamin, by a man it's white, same is true for the androgynous, so that's ke'anashim, in a way that he becomes tummy is the same as a man. V'noisei, says the Mishnah, he can marry a lady. So can a man. Avoloi nisa, but a man cannot marry him. A lot of different shatim, mefarshim might have explained this. Some say pshat is like this. An androgynous that marries a woman, and let's say he's a kohen, she can eat truma. Wife of a kohen can eat truma. And this is because bezman hazeh, the whole chiyuv to separate truma is only midrabana. Memela, the chacham were mekel, they said, okay, she can eat truma. But an androgynous that marries someone who's a kohen, for sure, that androgynous will not be able to eat truma. But this is all if they got married. L'chadchila, they're not supposed to get married. Either way. Vaitra zakta Mishnah. In what way does he have a din like a man? That list continues. Ve'ena misyached im hanashim ka'anashim. We know that there's an iser yichud. A man cannot be alone in a room with a lady. Neither can an androgynous. Because maybe he's a man. Ve'ena niznim abonais. He doesn't get food from the yerusha of his father the way the daughters get. Rather, kanashim, he is din of a man. So a man doesn't get food, only a daughter does? Here's pshat. Midin taira, let's say someone passes away and he leaves sons and daughters. The sons yarshin the nechasim, and the daughters don't. But, Chazal made a takana, that the daughters of a person have to receive food, they have to receive what they need, from the estate of the father until they get married, or until they get older. So let's say a person passed away and there's not enough here. There's not that much in the Yerusha. So the sons are told, you can't take anything. We have to make sure that the daughters are supported until they either get older or get married. So the androgynous can't line up with the daughters and say, I want my mezainis, because who says you're a daughter? Vaitrezak the Mishnah, the Einoi Netaf. This is a very interesting halacha. And an androgynous has to dress like a man. Netav comes from the Lashon of Atifa, like Atifa's talus, but here he's not putting on a talus. That he can do. What he cannot do is wrap himself in the kind of shawl that women wear. Yosef has to take a haircut like a man. As the Mishnah says, Vayter, Umesaper. He has to cut his hair Kohanoshim, the way men do. Enu Matam L'Mesim, if he's a Kohen, cannot be Matam himself L'Mesim. Even the only male Kohanim have this issue of being matam himself lemeis, and women don't, but maybe he's a man. Interesting halacha in the Mishnah's Yavetz. The Yavetz says, if he's androgynous kohen, it can be matam himself to his wife. Mimon of shach. If he's a man, so the marriage is a full marriage. And the din is that a kohen is allowed to be matam himself to his wife. She's one of the seven krovim. On the other hand, if he has the din of a lady, so a kohen lady can be matam herself. Vayter zok the Mishnah, v'chai v'bal takif u'b'bal tashchas. A man is not allowed to round off the corners of his head. You have to have payas, right? Not allowed to make your hairline even all the way around, removing all the hair. And you also can't shave with a razor. Certain parts of the beard you can't shave at different points on a person's face. If you remember from Masechtas Makos. Even though that chiv was only by a man, not by a lady. Maybe he's a man. So therefore, the chayv b'bal takif, he has the issur of not cutting all the way around, leaving payas of b'bal tashchis, and not shaving with a razor, k'anashim, the way men have this chayv. The chayv b'chol mitzvah somers b'tara k'anashim. He's also mechayv to do all the mitzvahs that say, the Torah says you have to do. Even those that women are pater on, such as shayfer, sukkah, and lulav. Why are women pater on those? Because women are pater on mitzvahs, shaz man grama, that are contingent on time. But maybe he's a man, so he's mechuyev. So again, men are mechuyev in all mitzvahs asay. All mitzvahs lo asay. Of course, there are certain mitzvahs asay. It's only for kohanim, only for the king. But as a general rule, men are mechuyev in all mitzvahs asay and all mitzvahs lo asay. Women are mechuyev in all mitzvahs lo asay, with the exception of Baltakev Ubaltashkas, we just learned about. Another exception would be woman Kayan can be Matama herself. But there's no difference in regard to Mitzvahs Loisis, whether it's contingent on time or not. So when it comes to Noshim being Mechuyiv Mitzvahs, again, by Mitzvahs Haseis, they are Potter, and Mitzvahs Haseis that are contingent on time, like Sukkah, Shofar, Ululiv. There are exceptions to the rule. They're Mechuyiv in Matzah, they're Mechuyiv in Kiddush, as I learned from different Rashis. And the end of Reganus as well is Mechuyiv in those Mitzvahs. Some of the Farshim point out again something interesting. This is from the Mishnah Yavetz. There's one mitzvah saseh that the Andereganus would not be able to do. The mitzvah being Oile Regel, to appear in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Because here Chazal Dashni has to be a Vadei Zachar, not a Safik Zachar. He would also be Potter, by the way, from the mitzvah of reading the Parsha of Bikurim. Where did we learn that? In Perek Aleph Mishnah. You remember who's Potter on reading the Parsha of Bikurim? We said an Apitropis, who's in charge of Yisayimim. He's taking care of the Bikurim, Stamazay Ashliach, and Eved, and Isha, the Tumtim, and Androgynous. They are all Mevian, Bavaloi, Kaidin, because they can't say, Ashenasatali Hashem, the land that you gave me, because if they have a din of a Nekeva, they didn't get any land.